All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this. You guys, this is serious, okay? This is the time in the month, this is the week of the month when I'm supposed to do my pour it out episode, where I give unhinged advice, talk, you know, answer y'all's questions and hear your stories and tell you what I would do in a certain situation, whether it's right or wrong. But I could not do that this week.
No, this is a crisis.
There is a crisis. It feels as big as COVID. The way it's taking over my life.
Yeah.
I texted Lo this morning because we were going to do a pour it out episode together.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what do you think about scrapping pour it out and just really deep diving into where the fuck Kate Middleton is?
Yeah. And since it's all I've been thinking about and texting my friends about and researching and everything, I was like, yes.
I can't have a conversation with anyone without bringing it up. Yesterday, I had to literally explain the whole thing to Bo just so that I could talk to him about normal things also. Cause like I needed him to understand what I was going through.
Right.
I was calling and texting Rob, his best friend, because he's really into the royal family. So I was like, look, Rob might be able to explain it to you in words that you understand and make you care. Like it's the way it's taken over my life. And people don't understand. Like La last night. Also, first, let me say, you guys, we are recording this a week ahead of time.
Right.
So by the time this airs, there might be updates, which means I will have to go back in and record some more in addition to add to the end. I will add it at the end of the podcast in case anything new happens. It'll be a little messy, right. A little chaotic, a little like, wait, what? Okay. But like, you're just going to have to deal. Today was the day that I was scheduled to do this podcast that I could do it. And this is all I can talk about. Right. So there might be newer updates. And if there are, you'll hear them at the end of this episode. But like Lala last night.
Right.
Posted on her fucking story.
I saw that.
This dumb bitch.
You know, it's very...
I'm allowed to say dumb bitch, you guys, about one of my closest friends.
I didn't even register. I was just still going with my thought.
No, but now I'm so insecure about like the way that I like... The names that I call people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I call you a bad name, that means I'm your friend and I love you.
Okay? So twisted, but it's true.
Whatever. But she posted saying like, I don't understand what's going on with this whole Kate Middleton thing. Like, who cares? She photoshopped a photo and I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing what the big deal is.
It's becoming a water cooler topic where people are just talking about it without having researched anything. Mm-hmm. And like, that's where the problem lies. Because of course, if you just heard like, oh, it's a Photoshop photo, who cares? But there's so many layers to it.
I literally responded to her story and I was like, you moron. I'm like, it's not about that photo at this point. There's a second photo. There's a second one. If you want to know, call me.
Yeah.
Literally. I don't like talking on the phone, but I said, if you want to know, call me.
Well, because it's like, you can't just put that out. You don't know.
Yeah,
you can't talk about it if you don't do all the research on it.
I think what most people are seeing right now in this moment is like, you know, people who aren't royal obsessed.
Right.
The normal everyday person with a fulfilling life.
Right.
On their own. They're just like,
congrats to you, yeah, by the great, way. If yeah. that's you, maybe you should
for real
listen to your Dua Lipa playlist.
For reals. Okay. They're just seeing all these headlines of like how Kate Middleton photoshopped a photo and they're like, what's the big deal?
Right.
Everyone does it. Everyone photoshops. And what I would say to you is, you're right. Like, that's not the big deal.
Right.
It's not about the Photoshop.
No, we don't care if she went in Photoshop.
I don't care if she photoshops every single photo she put. Like, it is literally not about that. The fact is, we have not seen Kate Middleton and no one knows where she is. There has been no signs of life. So the Photoshop photo that was put out there looked AI generated to me right away. I already had thought that right away without seeing any of the headlines. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Weren't you supposed to have like abdominal surgery? Now you're putting out this random photo.
Right.
And so that's what's making it a big deal is that we have not seen her. And everyone's been wondering where she is.
I mean, we've seen very blurry, weird paparazzi, quote unquote, shots of her. But even that is like...
Even that, and I will tell you what. And this is why, so this whole podcast episode Lo and I deep dived, took all the notes, watched 400 million TikToks, even researched certain things to be like, let's verify this as much as we can.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the things are alleged, but we tried to verify as much as we possibly can. And we're leaving out the things that we've even seen in TikToks, but we can't verify.
Right.
We're going to leave them out. Or maybe I'll add them in and just say I can't verify it.
I mean, that's the whole thing about all of this is that we can't confirm anything because nobody's confirming anything. So we're just here to speculate.
Yes.
Hard.
Right. With facts, dates, details, I'm going to make you care. But before we get into all of that, this is my, how I feel about Kate Middleton. Like everyone being like, well, you know, like maybe she got this surgery or like whatever, like a plastic surgery, or like there's nothing nefarious going on, nothing evil, nothing sinister. There's one thing I know, and this, I have the same gut feeling that I had about Jax and Kristen having sex.
Oh my God.
And the same feeling I had when Jax cheated on me, season one of the Vegas scene, where it's like, no, you guys, there's this smoking gun right now that no one's listening to me. Like, I'll use the Jax season one example first.
Wow. Okay.
When I had texted him saying, I found out that you cheated, blah, 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 blah. His response to me was, I wasn't even in Vegas. And I'm like, no one said Vegas. And ooh. I kept telling producers and my friends all season long, you guys, to me, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
That was all I needed to know. Everything else doesn't fucking matter. That just told me what I needed to know. With Jax and Kristen, okay? The one thing I needed to know, when this was brought to my attention, when Katie brought, this is so vintage and crazy and this is wacky, like,
whoa,
that I'm even going here.
Yeah.
But it's just like moments that I've had this, like, this feeling of like, no, y'all, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like, when Katie told us at Christina Kelly's house, like, Kristen and Jax hooked up, and I had confronted Kristen about it.
Yeah.
She quickly took her phone, and in that moment, I knew that, like, she had messaged, like, she had time, she had, like, a little window to prepare Jax or to say, don't, Stassi's gonna text you, don't, from my phone, don't respond as if it's me texting.
Oh.
Because of that little pocket of time that she like had her phone and I saw her so smoothly and casually doing it that I was just like, okay, even if I'm texting now, so now that I have her phone and she's letting me text him from her phone, I'm like, no, what you just did tells me all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
That like you had to do something first.
Right.
Before you gave me all your trust.
Right.
To, like, do you know what I mean? Like, so what my smoking gun feeling is right now
right.
is that everything I know about Kate Middleton is that her priority, besides like being a good mother, her priority has always been to be dutiful and to like, as in like in the royal family, not like a passive dutiful woman, just like the way that Queen Elizabeth was. Like
mm-hmm.
she knows like she has a bigger, higher duty and responsibility, and like being queen, being in the royal family, like that has always been her priority. And she takes that very seriously. She never fucking misses a step. Like that's her priority.
Yeah.
Not her own feelings, not whatever is actually going on. Not even what's technically right and true and good. She above everything is her being a good queen and doing the right thing by the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Just even like when you look at all the photos of her, like coming outside, like taking photos with every time she gave birth, like,
yeah.
The next day, she does it. Like, all the things that are hard to do, like, she does it. She's never said no to anything hard. She does everything that is required of her, and she does it flawlessly.
Right.
So, if she was capable of showing us that she was okay, she'd do it.
I agree.
She would do it. And to me, that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
And that's what's making me spiral and making me go down this hole, because I know Kate Middleton. If she could, she would.
Yeah. Even something as small as like a shoulders up Zoom video or like iPhone, like anything,
which she would do it.
Dated newspaper. So we know it's right now.
She would do it for her people.
Yeah,
she would do it for the royal family. She would do it for,
like, she's not sitting there sick at home after surgery, swollen or whatever, being like, no, guys, no, I don't want to do that. Like telling the firm no.
Yeah.
She's being told that she's not allowed to do anything.
Correct.
Or she's not allowed to show up.
Or she physically can't.
Or she physically can't.
Or she physically can't.
Yeah.
And the fact that these photos, so do we just like go from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. But just, I want everyone as they're listening to the facts to just keep in the back of their mind, if she could, she would. That's who Kate Middleton is. Kate Middleton is not Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you know, like I'm obsessed with Meghan Markle, but like, that doesn't mean like, I love both of them.
Yeah.
Like I've always been very loud and proud about, we don't have to choose one or the other. We can love both of them. Stop pitting the women against each other. Okay. Right. But Meghan Markle does not value what Kate Middleton values. Meghan Markle, I could understand. She's probably like, I don't want to do it.
Right.
I don't
know. Kate like highly respects the monarchy. She would not want them to be looking like this. Like mm-hmm. she wouldn't be doing this on purpose. And she's such a perfectionist. Like mm-hmm. probably the idea of
this happening,
even people speculating that she couldn't, is like crippling to her.
Unless something's wrong. So let's go back to the very fucking beginning of where our story begins.
Okay.
Okay. I also would like to cite the people on TikTok that like I looked up and watched all, because they did all of the work, not me and Lo. Okay.
Right.
So if, oh my God, this is the TikTok thing. Your voice can protect the community you love. The Senate vote is coming soon.
Oh, wow.
Scary. Do I need to call my senator and say how important TikTok is to you?
Probably.
Should I call him right now?
I mean, not while
we're recording.
I can't
get out of it. Do I have to X out of it? Then how will I, have the...
I'll get you the number.
Okay. All right. If you want to like full-blown deep dive into this situation, one of the content creators I've followed is at Taylor B-C-O-L.
Taylor B-C-O-L.
On TikTok, thorough as fuck and mm-hmm. entertaining. She gives Mary Kate and Ashley like uncovering mysteries vibe. It's like
fun.
She does it in a fun way, but like the facts, like how does she even get all this information?
Right.
Like, it's insane. Do you want to call out the person that you?
I have been definitely keeping up with Amanda Mata, who you had on this podcast,
yeah.
Or Mata,
yes.
Mata of fact. There's also Meredith. What's her handle?
Yeah, because like I don't want anyone to think that like
out.
I did the work. I did not. I did the watching.
Her handle is at Meredith Constant. She's also very factual, very reliable, knows what's up, loves royal family, has been talking about it. And then I've just been trying to follow like the news sources, like
yep.
the ones that are not entertainment news, but like actual. The one I found was like an Australian news source that was like very reliable.
OK, so yeah, we didn't do this research, you guys.
No, we're just gathering.
We're
resources.
Gathering resources from other people. Go look at theirs. If you they did the work.
Yeah.
OK. September 12th.
Yeah.
She's seen with bandaged fingers.
We're going way back, you guys.
And it said that she got it play like an injury playing on the trampoline with her kids, which like, okay, fine.
Easy. Yeah.
3 weeks later, she's still bandaged.
Yeah. She's photographed, still bandaged.
Weird. Who gets
us?
I mean,
unless she like really broke them, but then why would they just be taped?
Why would they just
not
be taped?
Something a little more substantial. So
right.
like,
interesting.
Yeah.
And should we put this nugget in people's heads right now about what Prince Harry is like written about Prince William and his,
oh, please share.
I mean,
if you read his memoir,
Prince, well, Prince Harry talks about like certain instances where Prince William was allegedly violent with him
mm-hmm.
and said, hit me back, blah, 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 which I don't think is actually crazy because lots of boys are like that.
And they're brothers.
And so I don't think that like, to me, Prince Harry writing that in his memoir actually, you know what, like, shouldn't be indicative of what Prince, of like his whole.
No, it's not necessarily incriminating, but to note someone's temper and like how they deal with emotions when they get angry is like, okay.
Right.
But notable.
Notable. But like, I don't think that it's fair to be like, look, see, he's violent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's just, this is where people are going with this. And I just feel like I had to like, just like explain a little bit that this is why we're talking about her fucking fingers right now.
I mean, it colors the picture a little bit.
Right. Okay. December 22nd, they announce, the royal family announces, or Buckingham Palace announces, that the royals are going to be taking an official trip to Italy.
William and Kate. Yes.
In early 2024. Yes. Early 2024. So they were supposed to do one of those things where we see their outfits, see her dresses, and it's like a whole, I don't know whether it's a week or however long, but like different outfit. Two outfits a day, every day, you know, and we see lots of them.
If you had a planned abdominal surgery for January 2024, why would you announce a trip to Italy for early 2024 if you knew it was going to be months of rehab?
100%. So let's just, because of that fact right now, we know this was not a planned abdominal surgery.
Even though that's what Kensington Palace said.
Oh, so it's Kensington Palace, not Buckingham Palace. I never know what to say.
I think that William and Kate are Kensington.
Uh-huh.
And Charles and Camilla are Buckingham.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but Kensington Palace has been the one who's putting out the statements about Kate.
Okay. All right. Should we have a new name for it? Like The Firm? No, because that's them.
That's it. That's why on the notes it says KP, yeah. Kensington Palace.
Okay. All right. So definitely not planned abdominal surgery.
No.
Like they said, like the palace lied and said.
Lie number one.
So automatically, like, we know you're a liar because you just lied about this little thing. Like, yeah. It wasn't planned because they were just supposed to go to Italy. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Christmas. Last verified public appearance of Kate Middleton and the kids.
Yeah.
Then, December 28th, an ambulance with a police... Oh, with a, that was weird. An ambulance? Sorry, I'm just so passionate about this shit. An ambulance with a police escort. And it was the royal ambulances.
Yeah.
They're royal ambulances.
Yeah.
Okay. Seen flying to San... Not flying, but like...
That's what it said. Out. Like racing on Sandringham. It wasn't casual.
No, I just didn't want people to think it was a plane.
Oh, correct.
The way I... Yeah.
Speeding.
Speeding out to Sandringham, which is where they spend Christmas. No statement. And then they went to the hospital. The royal ambulances, whatever. So something happened while they were there, December 28th at Sandringham.
In the evening,
evening. And all of these royal ambulances brought someone to a hospital.
Correct.
Okay. Then January 17th, that's a fucking long time.
2 weeks plus later.
It's a long time. It is announced that Kate has been admitted to a private London hospital for planned abdominal surgery and that it was successful.
Correct.
Okay.
It was called the London Clinic where she was admitted.
Okay. So this dumb planned surgery that's not planned.
Correct.
Okay. So for 2 weeks, she's there. You guys, paparazzi can get anything. And in the 2 weeks that she's there, and paparazzi are there.
Yeah.
No one visited her. Not her parents, not her kids.
No, William visited her the day after she was announced that she was admitted, mm-hmm. but no visits. Her mom.
No, her mom.
Her siblings.
Her children.
Her kids.
Her children. This is what I had said to Bo. I was like, Bo. Because he's like, I don't understand what the big deal is. I'm like, if I went in for surgery, any type of surgery, whether it was plastic surgery or a planned surgery or there was an accident surgery, and I was there for 2 weeks, you think that the kids wouldn't, like, that I'd be okay not seeing my kids.
Right.
Like, you think that unless I'm not with it, like, unless I'm, like... If I'm awake after surgery and it went well, you bet your ass my kids are coming to hang out with me.
Which they said successful.
Yeah, they said successful surgery. So, like, that's insane.
Yeah,
you bet your ass that, like, Bo would want to be there every day.
Right.
So William coming once and then King Charles comes 2 weeks later.
That's what I just looked at. And then, because the only two people they saw visiting her were William and King Charles. And that's so sus. Like,
my father-in-law.
It's freaking weird.
Like, that
feels controlling.
It feels insanely controlling.
Like,
that's not who visits you in the hospital when you've gone through surgery.
No.
That's not who visits you.
And I don't think there's a back door that the paparazzi aren't watching.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure they're going to look.
They know all the things.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, they wanted the information. The palace wanted the information that King Charles and William went there.
Right.
They wanted that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they...
It looks good. It looks like concerning family.
Yes. Okay. is so stressful.
It's so stressful.
It's like, I also don't want to like fuck it up and like give false information.
I know.
That's why we have notes.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been talking about Nutrafol for years. I mean, technically I started talking about it right after my wedding, because that's when I started taking it, when I went on my hair health journey. And now, however many years later, I am so proud of my hair that like Nutrafol is now just like a necessary part of my daily routine. I started off taking the women's Nutrafol, but now I'm taking the postpartum one because obviously with having a baby, you get a lot of hair issues, lots of hair shedding, not the best. But the fact that my hair now postpartum still looks, I think, pretty freaking great just goes to show you how amazing Nutrafol is. I also love that it helps with sleep. It helps with anxiety and things like that. So it's soothing just as much as it helps with your hair. And it is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code straight up. So find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code straight up. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code straight up. The way I panicked once Harper became old enough to start taking vitamins, I was like, wait, what type of vitamins do I give her? There's so many options out there and I don't know what's right. And like when I grew up, I feel like vitamins were just loaded with sugar and unhealthy chemicals and like gummy stuff that I'm like, I don't want to give that to Harper. And then someone introduced me to Hiya and I'm like, this is it. So yeah, while most children's vitamins, they're filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. And I would know because my daughter, Hartford, constantly runs around the house saying, I want a vitamine, because that's what it is in Italian. So Bo calls it a vitamin, vitamine. She loves it. She thinks it's like candy because it tastes so good. So it's formulated with the help of nutritional experts. Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, all the things that you need to support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, everything that you need for your kids to grow, be strong, be the best version of themselves. And I think it's so great that like right when you first order it, you get this cool little bottle with your first order. And then every month they send you eco-friendly refills. So we have like the yellow bottle and we have a turquoise bottle. And Hartford knows it, like yellow ones in the morning and like the turquoise ones is in the evening. We love it. So we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi. This deal is not available on their regular website, so go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. Okay, January 24th. Okay, UK papers report that the inner circle of the Waleses, William and Kate, were shocked to hear of Kate's health issues. So none of her friends knew. None of our friends knew that there was planned abdominal surgery. No one knew that anything was wrong. They're like, what the fuck?
Come on.
Like, we're finding out about this, like, with everybody else. That's the vibe. Then January 26th, that's when King Charles visits Kate. Still no visits from her family or kids. Then January 28th.
Yeah.
A Spanish journalist. How do I say it?
Concha Calleja.
Concha Calleja claims that Kate is in an induced coma and she cited an unnamed palace source. Okay. So this is where an unverified thing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because on what I saw that one of their nannies is Spanish,
mm-hmm,
and that the day after the 28th thing, December 28th thing, when the ambulances came to Sandringham, that nanny quit and went back to Spain.
Right.
Lo and I were researching that all day and we couldn't find an article about it. So I don't know that actually if that's true.
Yeah, but the only article we found was a Daily Mail article where they said Kate will be leaning on her nanny, who is named
Daily Mail Maria. Lies.
I was like, maybe she's Spanish.
Okay, Daily Mail.
No, I know, but like if that's the only thing.
For sure.
There was no trace of nanny quits.
Right. But we do know that her nanny
is Spanish. Spanish.
Yes. So like, there's that. And so people had been speculating, okay, well, did this journalist get this from the nanny? Okay.
We don't know.
Then the next day, the following day, Kensington Palace announces that Kate is discharged and there's no photos of her exiting the hospital.
Yeah. I also want to note with the Spanish journalist, she very publicly went out and said this in a big way. So I feel like the day after having a statement released that she's discharged was very much like squash that journalist.
Yeah.
Like this is wrong.
100%. Now I just want to be like, no, but she doubled down on it. And I'm like, I'm trying to follow that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
No, not you. Sorry. Me. Sorry. I'm like, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Then, okay. 2 days later. Palace aides slam that Spanish journalist and her story, which is fucking insane because the palace never comments on anything.
No. Even when rumors are like crazy, they never say anything.
They never fucking say anything. And this is what like Meghan Markle and Harry had always said. They were like, they protect certain people.
Yeah.
And the rule is always like, don't comment. Don't say anything. We're above it all. We just like don't.
Right.
Like they talk about that in their documentary. Like the palace does not do that. So one of the very few times that the palace decides to make a statement and comment is to crush this Spanish journalist.
Uh-huh. It's giving Jack saying he wasn't in Vegas.
For sure.
That's literally
the way.
That's literally what it is.
I like fully did not intend to make that comparison until I sat in this chair and turned the microphone on. And I realized that because I'm like, why do I feel so passionately about this? And why do I have this feeling? And I'm like, oh, it's that same feeling when I was uncovering certain other truths before.
Right.
And that's, I'm sorry to drudge it all up again, but it's just so, it's the only thing I have to compare.
It's the same kind of lie too. Like, why are you doing something different this time?
Yeah.
To cover up your lie.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, when they did try and squash this journalist, mm-hmm. she doubled down.
Right.
So like, I can't remember if that's in our outline.
I don't think it is. Okay. But
that should be noted that she went back and said, no, yes, this is exactly what happened. I know for a fact she didn't cower.
Right.
I mean, like, imagine how scary that is.
It was probably scary for her in the first place, even with the fact.
100%. Like she didn't cower. She didn't backtrack. She's like, no, I'm standing firm on this. Like, yeah. I know this to be true.
Oh my gosh.
Then, February 5th, that's when King Charles announces his cancer diagnosis. That same exact day, a UK magazine published an article saying that Kate's recovery would be maybe now 9 months.
Up to 9 months. Yeah. Which flew very far under the radar.
100%. Like, I didn't even know about it until like recently.
Just, yeah.
Like,
nobody really picked it up. To be fair, what I've read about it says like an expert says that it could take up to 9 months. So it seems kind of speculative.
But we know that the palace feeds sources and experts to the press. So like, it's probably a palace person saying that to just like soft feed it into.
Well, and that's what it is. They did it on the same day that King Charles announces his cancer diagnosis, which they know is going to get picked up worldwide and like crazy. Everyone has heard of that, even if they haven't been following the Kate Middleton stuff. So they know that it's going to fly under the radar, but then they can't be blamed later for not saying it.
Totally.
Because they're like, we did it.
100%.
We put it out there.
I think that I should also note, and this is alleged and unverified, is that I saw in some of the videos that I was watching that a week prior to King Charles announcing about his cancer, they had denied that he had cancer, that the palace was denying that he had cancer. So it felt like, wait, what? Like,
yeah.
You just said you didn't. And then now you're using it today.
Did they say didn't, or did they say we don't have a comment?
See,
we don't know.
Unverified.
Okay.
Alleged.
Because if they said, no, he does not have cancer, lie.
Right.
If they said, we don't want to comment on that right now, Not a lie.
The way that it sounded was the first one, the lie one.
Yeah.
Because why bring it up if someone said no comment?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And if you were going to announce it a week later.
It feels like he's like, shit, we need to put this out there now.
Right.
We need to deflect.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's put this out there now, which.
It's so yucky.
Yeah. It's like, I also already feel like I feel horrible for him that he has cancer. And now it's like. It's being used as like a weapon, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. You know, the shit is dark, but. This has been happening for a really long time, you guys.
A really long time.
We know King Henry VIII.
Yeah. It's so, yeah, this it's is, so weird.
What? We know how dark the royal family is. And like, from since the beginning of time.
Right.
Like, what's to say that all of the sudden, everyone's all just like, no, we do things the right way now. Because we have social media and phones and ways to spread information. That doesn't just like change
no.
an institution that has been taught to be a certain way. Like, it's in their, not to say in their blood, it's just like, it's that's how they are raised. It's like how they were brought up to like think that this is a normal way of living.
Right. I also think that now because we have social media, we're trying to humanize the royal family when in the past the royals were like godlike
right.
people in society. And so it's the whole royal structure has changed anyway.
Yeah.
And now they're like tripping over their own feet because they're like, how are we supposed to act? We're trying to humanize them and make them relatable and likable and da da da. But at the same time, they're supposed to be these like very well respected,
anointed
people.
By God.
Yeah, chosen.
The chosen ones.
So,
yes. Okay. So 2 days after his King Charles' cancer announcement, that's when Prince Harry flies to the UK to visit King Charles. Camilla visits King Charles. Why wasn't she just with him?
I think she visited him several times.
But why aren't they just like together?
Like
why, you know, like it would be weird to say like, Beau visited me, like we live together.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of interesting.
I don't know where he was and where she was. This also, I feel like, is like public visits, like being photographed going and like people
and
knowing.
And announced.
Correct.
It honestly feels like announced.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, the palace wanted you to know.
Yes.
Everything that I read is like the palace wanted me to know.
Yes.
Okay. William did not visit. There was never anything about William visiting his mm-hmm. dad, and nor did he wish any public well wishes.
Uh-huh.
Is that still fucking true?
I think at this point he's acknowledged it,
uh-huh.
but it like took a while. And people were like, why isn't William going when Harry's going? Like, why isn't,
well, maybe
why
because,
isn't William being shown supporting his dad?
So maybe, so I'll play devil's advocate on this one.
Okay.
That this point might not be so, like, maybe because William has been with his dad the whole time.
Maybe.
And so therefore he doesn't need to make a public anything.
But he's the next king. He needs to make a public statement.
Where?
With his
people. On his Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. But being shown or like having them say like William visited him to me might be unnecessary because it's like, that's how I feel about Camilla. I think it's unnecessary. Like I would imagine that you guys have been around each other the whole time supporting each other. That like, what do you mean a visit?
I mean, everything that we see of the royal family is being shown to us.
Yeah. Right?
It's being like curated. So them purposely not showing us William, but showing the other people is weird.
Yeah.
It's like he should have been in, he should have randomly gone and visited his dad and we should have known about it.
Right. Okay.
On a slow news day.
Also, why did they say that Prince Harry's visit was only 45 minutes? That King Charles only allowed him.
Yeah, I'm not sure why minutes. They, I think that might have been like a slight at Harry being like, we're still mad at you. So we're going to highlight how.
Jesus,
you know what I mean?
It's fucking family.
I'm just saying.
No, just like, I feel so bad. Like I know people. Yes, I'm a Meghan and Harry sympathizer. I will defend them until I die, until like I see them do something that actually hurts people.
Right.
Until I see them do something that hurts people.
Yeah.
I'm going to defend them forever.
Right.
Okay. They're just like out there trying to be do-gooders and y'all are just like not letting them.
They're
okay?
just trying to podcast you guys. What's the problem?
Yeah. And start brands.
Yeah.
You know, like fuck.
Start brands, have a freaking huge mansion in California and like, live your life.
Like let them. Let them. I just thought that was weird. Just like 45 minutes. He only allowed 45 minutes. But like what was said in those 45 minutes? Like to me, that meant that he was like, death was imminent, that like the flying there quickly.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's no, like, if death was imminent, he would have heard about, Prince Harry would have known about this before, not with the public. Like,
I mean, are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. I would just would think like, it, to me, that was just so weird that like right after the announcement, he goes there for day.
I also wonder if he called the firm and was like, hey, can I go visit my dad? Or if they called him and they were like, hey, we really want you to come out. Like, I wonder who initiated what.
I wonder the same thing, because like one part in their documentary that like struck me so much was about Queen Elizabeth, and that he thought he was going to go visit her and spend time with her. And they had spoken on the phone and she said, yes, I have this day free. Let's hang out. Let's chill.
Yeah.
Let's grab some lunchies.
Let's you go know, to tea.
Let's bond.
Yeah.
Catch up. And then when he landed in London, she said, oh, I can't, because the palace aides stepped in and wouldn't let them.
That's what I mean. Like, it definitely had to have been approved by everyone. And I wonder if they called him and they were like, hey, this is bad enough that you need to come now, to make it look that make it dire look,
right,
to the public.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Or did Harry just like get the call from his dad, like the rest of us, that something was wrong and he wanted to go be with him and support him at this time? Would love to think that, but I just know that it would have been blocked if the firm didn't agree.
100%. Could you imagine being in a family where like, in order to visit your mother or father or grandparent or brother, it has to be approved by a bunch of people?
No.
By a bunch of people who know nothing. One thing I've realized recently. You think people in power positions must be in that power position because they're either smarter than you or know something that you don't or have more talent than you do. No. Actually, most people know just as little as you.
Yeah, we're all humans.
Everyone's fucking faking it,
yeah,
and pretending like they know more than they do. Mm-hmm. And so like when I see someone in a power position making dumb decisions, I'm like, I know, like, you know just as much as me and I know just as much as you. And I can't believe that you're the one making decisions.
Right.
Like that's insane.
Yeah. So that was kind of my thought, was like, is Harry being used as a tool?
Right. Also, I just realized, Lo, I didn't introduce you. I was so caught up in
hi. Here I am.
Lo French, you guys. No, but like this whole half an hour has gone by where like...
I would actually be so okay with just being like the ominous voice in your, but that's how I feel like I am in your podcast sometimes.
Okay.
Like I just pipe up with my little mic in the corner and nobody can see me.
Okay. Well, I just like realized that. I'm like, wow. I was just so, we in the moment.
We were, it's passion, you guys.
Yeah, it's passion. Okay.
Okay.
February 9th, there are reports that say Kate is on the mend. Kate has left Windsor to continue recovering at Sandringham.
Yeah.
Which, if that's true, like if she's at Sandringham, this scene of the crime.
Mm-hmm. Twisted.
That feels kind of Saltburn-y.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, like, does.
Can we talk about Saltburn?
Sure.
Like, no, just really quick, because you told me I would like it. And as I was watching it, I was like, why the F did she say this? And then I got to the end and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And I wanted to watch it again, but then I'm like, I'm not watching it again. Because I like want to see the pieces fall together.
That's what Alex said to me. You know? Alex is like, I've watched it over again. No, and I'm like, I never had the desire to watch it again. To me, I was so disturbed by it that I'm like, I'm so glad I watched that, because that was such a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I hated a lot of it.
Yeah, it was like painful to watch.
No, like I don't mean like, oh yeah, this is gonna really brighten your day, you'll love it.
Right.
I just meant like, it's a really good, interesting story. And the setting of Saltburn,
obviously, we all want the setting.
Yeah, is like, makes it that much better.
Right.
So it's not like it happened at a McMansion, you know, or like, you know, one of the Kardashians' like modern houses in Calabasas. It's like at an old ass estate, you
right.
know? So the setting is like so interesting in and of itself.
Right.
And that like that's what I really thought. That's why I meant like you'd like it.
Okay.
No, it's so fucked up and dark. And the ending, like, while it was an amazing ending, I hated it.
I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about
it. No, I know. Like, I'm forever a different person because of it. And
do you think the same shit's happening at Sandringham?
I just think that they're like, if if a crime happened at Sandringham and she's back there at Sandringham unaware.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm not. Okay.
Also, I feel like I saw a headline saying the reason to go back to Sandringham was something with the kids' school. Like they had a week off school or something. But like, how do we know? Because we haven't seen the kids in a million years either.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
So February 20th, a statement is put out. Will puts out a statement on their joint Instagram talking about the current conflict in the Middle East, but with no mention of Kate, but he uses his logo,
his solo monogram,
which he has not used since before they got married, which was like 10 years ago. Yeah, married like 10 years ago. So while your wife, the future Queen of England, is missing or supposedly recovering, successful recovery on the mend, you don't use your joint monogram stationary vibe thing. Because it's technically not stationary since it's on Instagram.
Right.
Like, you don't use the joint one?
This is why, and I'm jumping ahead. There's all sorts of the theories happening, conspiracy theories. The soft launch divorce theory. Mm-hmm. This fact supports it.
Yeah.
Big time. Like, why are you showing us the solo W again?
Yes. And like, the thing is, it's like everything they do, nothing is an accident. Nothing is overlooked.
Right.
Maybe besides the Photoshopped photo, but like, maybe they just think we're all
dumb. Get away with it.
Yeah, they thought we were all dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. Then a week later, William cancels his appearance and reading, and he was supposed to lead his godfather's memorial. His godfather passed away last minute, citing personal reasons. Okay. But in the same breath says Kate is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So like, don't worry, Kate's doing well. But also that same day,
Thomas Kingston
is found dead. With a gunshot wound and
head trauma.
Head trauma. It was it a gunshot or just head?
I think it was head trauma wound. And a gun was there.
And I had also read that he had literally just had lunch with his parents. It was at his parents' house. Mm-hmm. He had lunch with them.
Yeah.
Seemed fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then was found afterwards, either self-inflicted or not. Okay.
Do we know if people are suspecting foul play there? Because I feel like that whole thing, by the way, has gotten swept under the rug.
Of course it has. Look at Prince Andrew.
Well,
that's why they need a world. That's why the world needs a world government to like go over the royal family and over the prime minister and over everybody else.
And wasn't it Prince Andrew who stepped in when William canceled his appearance?
Yes.
God.
As if things weren't dire enough.
Yeah.
They sent in good old fucking Prince Andrew.
So gross. It's so gross that he's gotten away with everything.
I know.
I can't.
Once you have a kid, you realize that like regular, just like cotton jammies are just like never going to be it. It's like there's something that happens when you have a child and you're like, it literally can only be bamboo pajamas. Like, that's it. So I'm here to talk about Kate and Lane specifically because theirs are so cute and you can personalize them. I just realized like once I had children, I'm like, oh, like, no, it needs to be that really soft bamboo material. That is all I will put on my children. And at Kate and Lane, they have so many different prints to choose from. So if you want just your, you know, regular colors, basic ones, fine. You can get that. You can get them personalized. We all know I love anything that's personalized. And they have really cute prints. Like the ones that I got recently from Messer have like blue donuts on them. And I got Hartford and Messer matching Easter ones that have like chocolate Easter bunnies all over them. And they just came out with this new thing that are called Color Me Pajama Sets. Okay. So they come with machine, like you can want like markers that will like wash off in the washing machine. And it's a coloring book. Like your pajamas are a coloring book. So it just like keeps your kids entertained for forever. Genius. But they have so many other things. They have swim, they have clothes, they have swaddles, and you can get everything personalized. And I just love also that if you are, you know, somebody who likes to get your kids all decked out for the holidays, they have matching pajamas and things like that for each holiday. adorable. Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel. Okay, so head to cadenlane.com/Stassi and use code Stassi for 20% off your order. Once again, that's cadenlane.com/Stassi for 20% off. And make sure you use my promo code Stassi so they know that I sent you. Grocery shopping is so much easier when you're doing it from the comfort of your own home. Am I right? Okay. I mean, yeah, we have to go to the grocery every now and then, but like not for like the real good things. You know, my local grocery stores, like they don't have like the healthy good stuff that actually like Hartford still wants to eat, which is why Thrive Market has just like saved my life over the years. Like I used to use it when I was single. I used to use it when I got with Beau, and now I use it basically mainly for my kids. It's my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. And I just love the convenience of ordering from my home. And then it's just delivered in an insulated box to my house, even produce. Like you can literally even order produce to your house. And again, an insulated box. Easy, easy. But my favorite part of Thrive Market is they have all of these great healthy options for children. Now that I have kids, like I think about that shit stuff all the time, is the stuff that I'm giving them healthy. And I also love that they have a filter that you can use. So if you're looking for something specific for your household, whether it's like a cleaning supply or a food or snack or whatever, you can put in different filters so that you are only receiving the types of, you're only looking at the things that you want. So say you want like a gluten-free, zero sugar peach snack or whatever, you can put in all the filters and they'll show you just those things. They make it so, so easy. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/straightup for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/straightup. thrivemarket.com/straightup. Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. Why? Because Hinge gives you a sense of someone's personality and lets you share your own. You get to know potential dates through their unique answers to prompts, plus get a sense of someone's dating intentions and what they're looking for. I have so many friends on Hinge, you guys, and I love going through their profiles and going through other people's profiles. The thing that I love the most about Hinge is that they have so many different types of prompts and questions like describe your typical Sunday, or they'll do like a poll, like pick the most underrated like movie. Then they'll like list three movies and like you pick the most underrated movie. So that's like a conversation starter right there and just like shows you a little bit about someone's personality. They have different prompts like let's debate this topic. So like, or you should not go out with me if. And I like all that. They talk about their love language. There's just, instead of just like a bio of like likes, dislikes, you know, that sort of thing, it's just way more interesting and nuanced. And I think that makes for better conversations and getting to know people even more. And I also really think it's interesting that you can send voice notes. Okay. You can send another person a voice note. So you can like get a sense of like how they sound or what their humor is. And I think that's great. It makes it really easy and it makes it really fun. So on Hinge, there are no rules, timers, or games. If you're feeling inspired, give Hinge a try. Download Hinge today and find someone worth deleting the app for. So it should be said, what's his name again? Thomas Kingston. That's Pippa's ex-boyfriend.
Serious ex-boyfriend. Like for a long time they dated.
Okay. But Pippa is Kate's sister. So a lot of people have been speculating that like they think Kate Middleton was having an affair with him. Mm-hmm. I just like don't think she would do that to her sister.
That's true.
So like everybody's saying that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I believe the other affair rumors more.
100%. Well, mm-hmm. They've been going on for years and we'll get to that.
Right.
But like I just like there are lots of videos out there, lots of things speculating like he was either murdered or killed himself when he seemed to be fine the day that William was supposed to lead his godfather's memorial. And then William just literally at the last minute was like, can't do it. By the way, Kate's doing fine.
Yeah.
And no one's really talked about it. No one's like said anything about it. And so I don't know why people are just like assuming that that means that like Kate was having an affair with him. Like that's her sister's ex-boyfriend. Like that just seems like kind of fucked up. Maybe he knew information that mm-hmm. he wasn't supposed to know.
Right.
Like, where did the affair come from?
I'm not sure where the affair came from. I just Googled his death so that we could know a little bit more, because I feel like both of us have only kind of like heard things. But what you said was correct. He had lunch with his parents. He was then found in a locked building on their residence. Yeah. So like a like a barn type thing, or like some other type of building, with a traumatic head injury, and a gun was present.
Which is like kind of crazy. Like, be more specific.
Also the locked
gunshot wound or not? Or like, did someone
It just says gun was present at the scene.
No, but that's crazy that there are no details out there. That like, there aren't enough details.
Right.
We can get details about like everyone's deaths all the time.
Well, it's because Buckingham Palace first shared the news in a statement Tuesday on behalf of Lady Gabriella and his family. So it's Buckingham Palace who's announcing all of it.
You guys.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, look, he was very good looking and like very charming, and they were good friends, like traveling in the same social circles. That's probably, people are probably just making up that she had an affair with him to like give a reason that William would be so mad at her that he would do something to her.
Right. Yeah. I just like don't think Kate.
Yeah.
Is that type of girly?
I don't think so either. Unless Pippa was literally like, I don't care about him. Like go for it.
Like literally go for it. Like, how long do they date?
I don't know.
Like, Hold on. Serious were they?
Let me find out. Let's see. Thomas Kingston.
I mean, I still think it's weird. Like, even if, like, my sister had gone on one date with person, like, it's just like, ew. Like, no.
I'm going to have to fill this in. It's not coming up quickly.
Okay. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point right now, what I'm talking, it's been 9 weeks since Kate or her kids have been seen publicly. Which is crazy.
Less than a year.
Oh, they dated less than a year?
Yeah. And it was in 2011. So I don't know.
Is that when they were married? Kate and William? 2011?
Maybe.
I kind of think it is, and that's weird if I know that.
That is weird if you know that. Keep going.
So like for 9 weeks, Kate has not been seen. Her kids have not been seen. That's crazy. The following day, after this whole thing happens, where y'all, I'm a psychopath. Yeah.
They got married April 29th, 2011.
So he was probably Pippa's date.
Oh my God, that's awkward. Her dress at that wedding, guys. Can we give it a moment of silence?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So good.
Okay, so after the day after William pulls out of his godfather's memorial and Thomas is found dead, February 28th, hashtag where is Kate Middleton starts trending. So like, this shit's growing.
Yeah.
We are curious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, the palace had said we're not going to see her until Easter, but like, this shit is getting weird. Why did no one ever visit her?
And there's enough stuff going on outside of her, like King Charles and everything else, that it's like, okay, if she's willing and able, like,
yeah,
she should be seen at least.
Yes, you're saying she's on the mend. You're saying she's on the mend. You're saying Sergio, everything's great. Everything's great. Okay,
like,
well,
not saying she has to go do a like royal engagement, but like, you could be seen walking in the garden somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about that, actually. Depends on like the surgery. It depends on.
So then why did it become so red flaggy to us that we hadn't seen her then?
I think because someone died. To me,
really?
I think because someone died the same day that William pulled out and hadn't really talked about it and just said, Kate's great. Like, we haven't gotten that. What is abdominal surgery? It's
right.
Like, everything is so vague.
Mm-hmm.
I think at this point it's like, yo, that's vague, abdominal surgery. Yeah, a guy said you were going to Italy.
Yeah.
Why the fuck were there ambulances? At your Christmas thing.
One of your best friends died.
Like, why hasn't anyone, like, really, though, like, said anything about Kate? Like,
yeah.
What's going on? Like, it's just too much, like, weird, vague shit.
Right.
And then to, like, pull out of your godfather's... Because this is why I think, also, to pull out of your godfather's memorial, the only reason for that is, like, something must have been wrong with Kate.
Right.
But he said Kate's fine.
Right.
So then what is the fucking personal reason why you can't be your godfather's memorial?
Yeah. Also, that couldn't have been more than a 1 to 2 hour commitment. Like, he could have showed up, done what he had to do, left.
Yeah.
So,
and they're used to these high pressure situations where they have to fucking just deal.
Right.
And do it. You know, like, what happened that was so in insane that you couldn't do that for your godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think that it started to trend.
Okay.
My theory.
That's a good theory. It is like a huge buildup.
Yeah. The following day, after the Where's Kate Middleton trending, Kensington Palace releases a statement reiterating their original timeline and just saying, like, she's doing well. Lo took a screenshot.
Yeah, it says, Kensington Palace made it clear in January the timelines of the princess's recovery, and we'd only be providing significant updates. That guidance stands.
Whoa. Yeah, it feels like I just got reprimanded.
Yeah, they're like slapping our wrists. Yeah. Like, back off. We already told you we weren't going to tell you anything unless it was significant. It's still before Easter. Like, back off.
Yeah. Cray, cray.
Yeah.
Then on March 4th, there is a paparazzi photo that's sent out everywhere. Just like one.
Mm-hmm.
One.
One.
That's fucking sus.
Even when you go to the grocery, there's like six.
There's six. And I look fugly at all of them.
Maybe you should ask them to Photoshop them.
You guys.
Airbrush.
One photo. One paparazzi shot. She's like 5 days later to just like to shut people up, to try and shut us up.
Yeah.
Of Kate in the passenger seat of a car that her mom is driving. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, as someone, as a fucking, I'm not that famous. I'm not that famous. And I know enough about what paparazzi shit is like. If there is one paparazzi for someone as losery as me, like, they get a bunch of photos that you just go click, 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 click.
Yeah.
So there's, like, you would have different angles of them driving the car. The fact that there was one photo, and then only one paparazzi is catching this, like, mm-hmm. one. You're telling me, like, when everyone's wondering where Kate Middleton is, you know that every fucking paparazzi that ever existed is flying to London right now to be like, I'm gonna try, and we're all gonna try and get the shot.
Yeah.
That, it's impossible that, like, that is actually Kate Middleton and her mom driving the car. It's impossible. That is not how this fucking shit works. That's not how paparazzi works. It's never just one photo. It's not like that.
Yeah,
like,
no, here's what happened. They got in the car, maybe. Drove to a place, parked. The hired photographer took one photo, and then...
That's best case scenario.
Right.
Best
that's,
case...
I guess that's assuming that's her.
Assuming that that's Kate Middleton, best case scenario in this whole situation is that it is her and her mom, and they were like, okay, we have this one photographer that we trust and who's going to do this for us, and we're going to drive here at this time, and you can take a... photos
one
of us
photo.
And we'll approve one.
But even that
goes out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
okay.
So this isn't a paparazzi that's not this is a paparazzi that's working with the palace.
The palace. Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise we would see multiple photos.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everyone so dumb?
If they're just believing what they've been told forever.
I don't mean like everyone. I just mean like why, I guess, does the palace think we're dumb?
Because that's they've gotten away with it for so long.
It's like driving me crazy.
I was talking to you about this earlier. I really think that Queen Elizabeth had a lot more like reign than we understood within the firm and the royal palace, because none of these little mistakes were ever happened, like ever seemed to happen with her. And she was alive when social media was around, but we trusted what was put out there. And then all of a sudden she's passed away. Now it's King Charles. And now like all of these missteps are happening. And we're like, does the palace not know what they're doing?
100%.
So like she had to have been like, no, guys, that's not going to work. Don't do that.
You know what it's like giving?
What?
Have you ever seen The Mummy?
I know it's your favorite movie. I've only seen it when your 3-year-old daughter is watching it.
Like, you know, when they open the like sarcophagus and like and they always say this like in any like Egyptian like kind of like movie where it's like, if you open the sarcophagus or you open these like bottles that you found in like this pyramid, like then you're cursed. And like there are like all these stories about like anyone who was there when it was open, like they've died, like crazy shit has happened to them. It feels like the royal family just got cursed after Queen Elizabeth died.
That's really scary.
Like someone opened a mummy.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Who knows?
So March 4th, one photo of her mom and her in a car. She looks, people say she looks a little swollen. I guess I can understand her if face, you zoom in on the face.
Her face looks swollen.
Yeah. But like, okay. It's one little photo.
Or is it a double?
Or is it a double or whatever? I just like don't think it's.
Also, isn't there like a foot? There's something weird with the tires.
I don't think it's a double. I don't think her mom would do that.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, her mom wouldn't do that.
So then what's weird with the tires?
There's like, I don't know. People were saying that and I didn't understand that.
It looks like there's a third photoshopped tire under one side of the car instead of just having the front and rear. There's like a third thing.
After the podcast, show me that photo then, because I saw everyone being like, the tires. And I couldn't figure out what they meant.
It's pretty blurry and it could have just been a rock or so, you know, like there could be an explanation. But at first glance, and when you're looking for photoshops, it looks like it was photoshopped badly.
Right.
So
if you were to get surgery on, when was it?
It was December 28th, right?
No, or surgery, like, when they announced the surgery.
2 weeks later.
January 17th.
Yeah.
Would your face be swollen?
There's a lot of people March saying 4th. That if she is, so if it was some kind of really abdominal surgery, like ulcers. I can't say it, ulcerative colitis or like something like that, you're taking steroids in addition to like whatever other things they're giving you. And steroids can make you plump up.
Right.
It gives you like a moon face.
Okay.
So yeah, if she's still taking them, conceivably, she could look weird.
Okay.
And like retaining water.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I hope that that's the answer.
Me too.
I really hope that that's the answer. Then 6 days later on March 10th, the photoshopped family photo that now here we are.
Yeah.
Now here we are where everyone has been like, what's wrong with a photoshopped photo? This is what's wrong. Everything that I just told you guys,
yeah.
Everything. So now a photo is put out on Mother's Day, the UK's Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
The one that everyone circled all the different Photoshop mistakes or whatever, that I thought looked AI. Then the next day or whatever, she took the blame for it. She.
Right.
On their Instagram.
I also have that statement. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. See.
You know what? It's like, you know, like the way that we edit, it's like, yeah, we all edit. Yeah, you go on FaceApp.
Yeah.
Maybe a little Facetune now and then. What? These Photoshop mistakes were insane.
They were really bad. The other thing that I think not enough people are talking about is it's pretty proven that that photo was taken in November.
Oh, yeah. That they were all in the same outfits.
As when they did the video going to the children's charity.
Yeah.
They changed the color of her top. It was white. They made it black. But if you look at the sweater detail, it's the same. Charlotte's collar is the same. They changed...
the length of her hair?
No, they changed... Why am I blanking on his name? Not Louis.
George?
George. They changed George's collar plaid to a different type of plaid.
Okay.
And then they changed Louis' sweater.
Right.
But if you look... Like, literally, if you look at their outfits, like tops and bottoms, it's pretty undeniable it was taken on that same day.
Yeah.
And her jeans, her shoes... It's so weird. But then why would they Photoshop her hand on Charlotte without a wedding ring?
Oh, so that was the first thing I noticed besides the AI part of it.
Yeah.
First, I noticed the lack of wedding ring. I was like, that's weird that they, because everything they do is purposeful. Like everything, there are no accidents. And like, yeah, of course, like sometimes like you don't wear your wedding ring or whatever, but they would Photoshop the wedding ring
on
if they liked that photo.
Well, and
they'd be like, oh, shit, she forgot to wear her wedding ring. Let's Photoshop it in so no one asks any questions.
And you can see Charlotte's sleeve has been Photoshopped and like cut. Like the natural pattern of how the sleeve would go would have like kind of covered Kate's hand if it was really there. So if they purposely cut Charlotte's sleeve off to show her hand, why wouldn't they have put the ring there?
Exactly.
It's
weird. It makes no sense. So the following day, right? Or hours later.
Yeah.
That's when there's a kill notice by, which sounds
Associated
so aggressive.
Press.
It sounds so aggressive to say a kill notice.
Yeah.
Basically, the Associated Press said, take that photo off. Everyone, like that's not a real photo. That's been doctored. Mm-hmm. That's been fucked with. Like that's major.
Yeah.
That's never happened with the royal family. They've never done that. Like, it was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this has not happened. So, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And the fact that she had to take the blame, or someone's taken her phone, Like, I don't think she's the one that wrote it.
She definitely didn't write it. She definitely didn't post it. She probably didn't even approve it.
No, 100%. But the fact that they thought it was a good idea.
Right.
Like, the palace aides, the royal aides, William, Charles, that everyone thought it was a good idea for her to take the fucking blame.
Well, also because the day before it was like, oh, this photo was taken by William, like of his family. How nice. So it's like, cool. William gets the credit for the cute family photo. And then Kate has to take the blame when it gets a kill notice.
But like, if your wife is so ill that she can't be seen in public, you're going to also make her take a Photoshop fail blame.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find a way to make her not responsible for it. Are you joking? Are you fucking joking?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm telling you, this is where it really breaks down. There's no excuse. There's no response. There's no her putting that up, quote unquote, like her posting that. Made it
worse.
It says confirmed so much, everything that we've been freaking out about.
Yeah. Like, they're like, this is not like a Kate Middleton did not do this. Kate Middleton is not sitting around Photoshopping different plaids on her kids' outfits.
No.
Like, that's.
And don't you think they would have taken a photo like since November? It's March.
Well.
Unless
it's really hard to get a family photo.
Unless something happened at Christmas that you weren't expecting.
For sure. I will say, though, as a mom of two, family photos are hard to come by.
Yeah, I hear you. But like
where we all like ourselves. We're like, I feel like I look really cute and I want to put that photo out there. It was like such a perfect looking photo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like those are hard to come by. But all you could have said was, yeah, we posted an old photo for Mother's Day.
Right.
That's all you had to say.
Right.
That's all you had to say. We've been like, yeah, sounds about right. Like when I post for like Bo or something on Father's Day, it's not a photo of them actually that day.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like a, you know, carousel. It could have been you. All they had to say was like, yeah, that was an old photo and it looks a little Photoshopped. That's it.
So do you think she Photoshopped the photo? Do you think the palace is trying to put forward the story that she Photoshopped the photo in bed while she was recovering?
I guess. I mean, I guess, like, what else were they gathering, were trying to get from making her take the blame from it? Like, so she can't be seen, but she can be sitting in bed photoshopping her photos.
Right. That's what I mean.
You know, it's so fucking weird.
It's okay.
Like, all they had to say was, it's an old photo.
Yeah.
And we were just trying to, like, put it out there. It's the fact that they had to say that, like, William just took this. Like, you crazy ass, dark ass, weird, sinister liars. Like... Get the fuck out of here.
I wish they would have been like, we gave this to an intern and they fucked it up.
If this, yeah, like 100%. Yes.
Be honest.
Yeah.
100%. Be honest about it.
But like, if Kate looks like that right now, she's able to, then that means she's like able to like be seen in public. She's right. able to go to a royal engagement, which 100%. Is like her job. So like that was just dumb to put out this photo. Again, no one's thinking, hire me, world government.
Yeah. It also is, like, to give the AP credit where it's due, it's weird that they wouldn't just put out the photo, the group photo with everybody wearing their normal things saying that they are posting a photo from before. Why did they go in and change the colors of her top and his collar and all the things?
Because they were trying to convince us that it was the other day.
So that's the lie.
That's the lie.
I don't like it.
That's the lie. I don't like it either.
Nope.
Okay. So then I think it's the next day. Here we are today.
Here we are.
Or yesterday. I think this photo came out yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
New paparazzi photo.
Mm-hmm.
One single photo again in a fucking car.
She's not even looking.
She's not even looking to try and prove that Kate is out there and alive and well and fine. This photo, you guys. Like, first of all, again, my same story about paparazzi. They don't just, like, catch one photo. Like, you get multiple.
Yeah.
Then there are lots of people looking for it right now, trying to get photos. Mm-hmm. Okay. But also, let's take out the fact that online geniuses, okay, people that are good with being sleuths,
mm-hmm.
they figured out that it was an old photo of Kate Middleton's, like, the back of her head and profile from, I forget which event it was. They literally just took that photo of her from an event and photoshopped it into the back of a car with William looking down at his phone, which, like, not a good look anyway. Like,
no,
whatever. And so that's not, it's not real. Like, everyone was looking at the bricks. The bricks honestly make sense because I saw that, like, no, like, there's a wall outside that building. So the bricks being off, like, is fine. But this photo of the profile and back of Kate's head with her hair.
What's it called?
A chignon?
A chignon.
That's what, like, I call it. When it's like a back.
It's a bun.
It's like a fancy back bun, right, updo. And you could tell she has makeup on, you know, contour, yeah, all the things.
When you see the photo from the event side by side with the paparazzi photo, there's no denying that, it's literally the exact same photo. And okay, also, wasn't it like she's being seen on the way to an engagement with William? So, like, why is she sitting in the car on the way to the engagement, but she's not going to go there? Nobody's going to get any photos of her when he's being dropped off.
Why is the one photo of her, she's completely trying to turn away? Around. And also, if she, and this brings me back to the beginning and why I know something bad is going on. Mm-hmm. Because if she's capable of putting her hair in an updo, a chignon, and putting on makeup,
yeah,
and a hat and an outfit, and getting in a car next to William in a suit,
mm-hmm,
she's capable of letting her people know she's fine.
Right.
And that's the point. If she could, she would.
If she could, she would. If so she could, what do you think is happening?
Well, I think we should say what the theories are right now. Oh my God, I forgot the Rose Hanbury.
I mean, that's one of the theories. I didn't know when we were going to
When did that first piece come out?
I don't. Well, so, when we looked it up today, it said 4 days ago, but I think it was updated 4 days ago. I feel like
it was
right around when the Where is Kate Middleton hashtag started trending. The Independent released a profile on Lady Rose Hanbury.
On Lady Rose Hanbury. Where? You guys, you might not know this, okay? Because not a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's been said for years and years and years.
Since Louis was born.
Yes.
Or slightly before.
That William was having an affair with Lady or Marchioness.
The Marchioness of Chumley.
Yes.
If you will.
Rose Hanbury.
Yes.
Okay. That's, like, been a thing. And when Harry and Meghan, like, have talked about, like, how the royal aides would defend and the palace would protect certain people and certain things and then throw Meghan and Harry under the bus, I always assumed that's what they were talking about. Like,
yeah, I mean, it was around that time.
It was around the same time where everyone started to hear the rumors. And, like, honestly, like, where there's smoke, there's fire for the most part. Like, for the most part, obviously there are, like, rumors and people fucking get shit wrong, especially Daily Mail, they suck, like, whatever.
Right.
But, like, for the most part, where there's smoke, there's fire. And this has been something that has never gone away.
Yeah.
This has never gone away. Like, more people, like, just, like, confirm it, but, like, sources confirm, like, whatever.
Do you know what's so funny, though, is that they really do a really good job of sweeping it under the rug when people come out with it, because just a couple months ago, I was talking to a British friend of mine about this rumor, and she didn't know about it.
That's what I mean. Not a lot of people know about it.
Yeah. Which is so, it's so crazy.
They're able to take care, like, the palace is able to literally
To sweep it,
take care of a rumor by throwing Meghan or Harry, throw another story about someone else being an asshole or whatever, make some shit up. To deflect, always just to deflect. So the Independent, whatever, decided to do this piece on Rose Hanbury. Just
willy-nilly.
Like a profile on her.
You want to know who the Marchioness of Chumley is? Let us tell you right now.
Right now. While Kate is recovering from her fucking surgery.
This is the theory that I'm really leaning towards.
Okay, so let's talk with the first theory that I think is the one that's definitely not true.
Okay.
That she had an affair with Thomas Kingston, who was killed or committed suicide and was pregnant with his baby. William found out about it around Christmas and beat her up or something.
Yeah, like got so mad that he like really hurt her. Yes.
I don't think I believe that one because I don't think that she would hook up with her sister's ex-boyfriend.
He was also married and like, I don't know. I don't think so either.
I don't think I'd like to believe better.
Do I think that maybe he had some info that was incriminating? And
for sure.
What if the theory that I believe is true is happening, which is the the William affair theory, which you can get into. And Thomas Kingston knew about it and was telling William, like, I'm not going to lie about this anymore, bro. Like, Kate's my friend. I'm going to be on her side about it. And he knew something or was like going to expose something that was going to be bad. And so they sent someone over just to.
I think 100% there are sinister things going on with Thomas Kingston's death. I don't think that is just a coincidence.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, otherwise we would have heard he was going through this.
Yeah.
Or something was going on with this. Don't
also,
you think?
Not to get like really dark and awful, but like, how do you commit suicide and give yourself a traumatic head injury without like using the gun?
That's what I mean. Why didn't it say from a gunshot wound?
Right. Or they would, or there are a bunch of different ways that people do that. But like, I can't envision a way that he would have had a traumatic head injury committing suicide himself.
I agree. That's why I was like, why are there no more details? Just that a gun was there. That's insane.
It's because of Buckingham Palace.
Yes. So I do think it's hot in here, right?
I think you're just passionate.
It's like, literally, it's like so hot.
You're also wearing a sweater.
I'm always wearing a sweater.
I'm fine.
Turning off the heat.
Okay.
My baby's just going to have to be a little bit cold.
Wait, you had the heat on?
68. It's not, because it was really cold when I came down here.
Okay.
Anyway, I think that that could be a possibility of what happened could be that there was some crazy argument at Sandringham December 28th because Kate found something out about William and Rose. Like, you hear, we've heard stories like for a while that like Kate's given ultimatums and like, you can't see her. She can't be in our friend group anymore. She can't like, she can't be around all those things. So maybe she found out that like they picked it up again and something happened. And so she got in a huge fight with him. William hurt her physically or an accident happened or something. Like, that to me is more likely than like Kate getting pregnant with.
Right. People are saying that, and I don't know if this is even true or possible, but they're saying, what if Rose Hanbury was pregnant with William's baby?
Right. That could be a thing that Kate found out about.
Yeah. Do you think he pushed her down the stairs or something?
I don't know, but like, I can go to like the really sinister things, like the dark, dark things that people are saying are literally that, like, he is violent.
Yeah.
He in some way hurt her so bad that that's why the ambulance was called. I'm just gonna like get out there with like the really bad shit. Okay. Yeah. The worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Besides death. Death is obviously the worst case scenario. Okay.
Right.
That they got in a fight about something. He hurt her that bad that she had to be taken to the hospital. That she then was in a coma and has been in a coma.
Yeah.
But that the day that Thomas Kingston was found and William had to pull out of his godfather's memorial, that it was because like, oh shit, like people know, do you know what I mean? People know, like he had to go cover some shit up, like his death, like Thomas Kingston's death, or that Kate Middleton was like coming out of a coma and could tell the truth.
Right.
Like, that's like really dark.
Okay.
Like, that gets like really dark and seems like it's so bad.
It does get so bad, but it's also the plot of all the period pieces that we love. So I'm like, it might be true.
Oh my God, oh my God, no, but like, I can't, I for Kate's sake. So I think, and also that that Prince Charles or that King Charles knows all of this. And that's why it seems like William and Charles there's been a divide. Because if it comes out that William did this, he can't be the next king of England.
Right.
So it's like, where do you go from here? And that's why Charles is like kind of
like, that's why Harry visited.
No, I'm not kidding. No, but like, you could even add to that. Like, yeah, that's like a crazy outlandish like kind of theory. But like, nothing's out of the realm of possibilities right now, unless that you told me that like, and then they all went to Hogwarts, you know?
Yeah. But don't you think that Charles like would do anything and everything to be on William's side and to protect him? And like, he wouldn't even be thinking of the possibility of like William being defeated by this. He would be like, until the end, being like, here's how we're going to fix it.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So
yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So then there's just this other possibility,
mm-hmm.
which is way more boring.
Right.
Something happened at Sandringham with Kate's health.
Yeah.
She had to get a surgery that hadn't been planned.
Right.
And she's not doing that great. And it's been really hard on her. She doesn't feel great. She doesn't look great. She's in bed. Things aren't looking great. Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And the royal family is, and the royal aides that are advising them on how to do things are so fucking dumb that they have made this so much worse when they could have just said, Kate's not doing great.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of theories about Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, health things related to an eating disorder that may have been like years and years and years eating disorder that would result in someone having like a colostomy bag or something like that.
If she had a bag like that, mm-hmm. she could still record herself.
I agree. And that's
like this.
That's the thing. That's one of the sus things. But like with those kinds of surgeries, like we were saying earlier, comes like the steroids and your face is bloated. And like, what if she doesn't want to be shown?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, it's like after I give birth,
Or after you get microneedling.
Or after I get microneedling. Yeah. 100%.
So like she might not want to be shown. But in that case, if it was really something like that, I agree. It's like the royal aides have to be able, they should have come out and said, no, you guys, it's Crohn's disease. Like,
yeah.
Do you have to be honest? Just be about honest. It? Because now all this stuff is happening. People even think she's going on the Masked Singer.
No, like the like, fact that people.
Like, that's a light theory.
Gun to head, what do you think? That was kind of dark, just considering that we're talking about
like, gun to head. I do think it's like a Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis thing or something. I think something happened on the 28th that was unexpected. Like maybe she had like horrible pain, like appendicitis pain or some, you know what I mean? Like something happened that was unexpected, but maybe she had planned to take care of it at some point. I think the planned surgery was a lie because of the Italy trip.
Yeah.
I think if she was going to take care of it, maybe it was going to be later. And yeah, I think that's it. The one I keep going to, though, is the divorce theory. I just don't know how real it is.
I just don't see Kate asking for a divorce.
I don't think she is. I think William's in love with Rose Hanbury and is going to pull a Charles and Camilla. And it's the fact that he did his solo monogram. Sorry, I'm answering your question wrong because I just said two different theories.
That's okay. We're workshopping.
Okay, great. He did his solo monogram. She's seen without a wedding ring. Rose Hanbury's profile comes out. Like, these are all little seeds that are being planted to the public of like, here's who this person is. And maybe their marriage isn't okay. That I wouldn't be surprised if William was like, I'm not in love with you anymore, girl. Sorry. I want to marry her. And she's the new queen. And we all just have to deal with it. I hope that they don't kill Kate Middleton the way that they probably killed Diana. But it's sort of history repeating itself.
But like, it was his mom. How could he
and Harry dealt with it very differently? And there's always a scary son. I don't know. Has he been brainwashed by the firm and they're telling him like, no, you have to lead with your heart and like, we'll make it okay. The same way we did with your dad.
Like, don't they know how this all turns out? Like, no one likes Camilla.
I don't know.
And no one likes Charles. Like, literally, no one likes him.
I don't know. And maybe Kate wants out, too. Maybe William's like, bro,
she's like, no. See it in her eyes. I see it in her face. She's like, because she has children.
Right.
I think if they didn't have children, like, yes, she made it her mission to, like, this has been her life, and this is what she dedicated it to. And I don't even feel like, it's, like, bad when people are like, oh, well, like, she just wanted to be queen. So what?
Yeah.
Don't we all? So what?
But wasn't it said though that she like went to that school for that reason? And like her parents, she's always wanted to like,
she wants to be up there.
In that world at least, or if her, not queen.
And her parents made her like that. Like, yeah. So like this is what she wants, but she has children, three children that are in the royal line of succession. Like, I don't care how bad my marriage gets or got. If like I know her, I know I feel like I'm a little even more like her sometimes than I'm like than Meghan Markle. And like, we're not going to shift the focus. Like, I have children now.
Yeah.
You are not. I'm not divorcing you. Like, we will be in this marriage now forever because we're in this fucking royal family and my kids are in this royal family and I've seen what's happened. And like, I on the prize and I'm staying here.
Right.
I'm staying here. You can't get rid of me because you're having an affair.
So the main difference between her and Diana is that Diana never really wanted to be queen.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
And she didn't like any of it.
Right.
Kate thrives.
Right.
Kate's great at it. She is a queen. She is. And people care more about Kate than they do William.
So what do you think is really happening?
I don't know. Like, I really hope that she's just sick and had a surgery because she's sick and is recovering because she's sick and doesn't look great because she's taking something like steroids and that they have a stupid fucking team around them.
Yeah.
That are advising them to do stupid fucking things. That's what I hope. And I think is like the most likely, really, like when you think about it, unless we want to choose to believe that the world really does suck.
Yeah.
I don't want to believe yet that the world sucks that bad, that people are still capable of doing these things. Although, you know what? I didn't think Scandoval would happen last year.
Right.
I was like, that caught me off guard. I was like, whoa, people are still doing shit like this. You're still betraying each other in such horrible, awful ways.
And it's going to happen till the end of time.
So like, I don't know, maybe like I would never have like said that I'm somebody that sees the world with rose colored glasses. Cause I feel like I have a lot of cynicism.
Right.
In
but
me.
It seems like maybe you do a little
but
bit.
No, maybe I do. Cause I'm like, I refuse to fucking believe that like it's Saltburn over there.
Yeah. Do you think on Easter, we're going to receive a beautiful portrait updated of the whole family?
No, she'd have to be like, it has to be paparazzi photos of them walking to the church. That's it. That's the only thing that will be. She has to be seen by the public on Easter.
Right.
It's not
it
like
it can't be a photo that's released.
If it's a photo that's released, it's Saltburn.
Oh my God.
And I that's what it is.
So you think there are going to be photos of them walking into church for mass? Have we gotten that before on Easter?
Yeah, I think always.
Okay.
Every Easter. I think it's like always like the holidays. You get them walking, doing the same thing.
I know Christmas, but.
What makes me think that it's not nefarious or evil or sinister or dark or demonic is that I think her family would speak up.
Yeah.
I think we would hear from her parents, her sister, her brother. I think they would do whatever it took to like, they'd be stepping in right now.
But then didn't her uncle go on a show because he's on Celebrity Big Brother and he like tried to punch up some rumors?
He doesn't know shit.
Is he separated the same way that Meghan Markle's dad was?
I don't know. But like, I also just like know how much my extended family knows about my life and they don't know everything. Like,
Uncle Gary. Isn't that his name?
I don't know.
Everyone has an Uncle Gary.
I don't.
I don't either. But you know what I mean?
But meaning like, yeah, like even if you're like really close to your aunts or uncles, like they still don't.
No. Yeah.
Enough about your life to speak on it.
Right.
Fully.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So like that just like seemed like that was nothing to me.
It's just crazy for me to think that we're just going to receive whatever photo evidence on Easter and then we're all going to be like, all right.
It'll all just go away.
No,
we have to see her in a public setting with people all around her.
And then what happens? Then we're like,
then
fine.
We're all like, we're idiots.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I hope so.
And we're all just going to forget.
I hope I'm an idiot. Well, that means she's fine.
Okay.
Right?
Or is she in a prison and just now
we'll see on Easter?
I mean?
When is Easter?
It's coming up. It's pretty soon. You got to get Easter baskets for your children.
Yeah.
It's on March 31st. It's in 2 weeks.
Okay.
From the time this comes out. Less than 2 weeks. Week and a half.
I keep like refreshing Instagram and all like my things to be like, is there a new thing about Kate Middleton? Is there a new thing about Kate Middleton? Because I'm like, it's freaking me out.
There's going to be more. We all have 2 weeks to like stew on this before her actual like date that they said she'd be seen. I'm sure more will happen.
Just not before this podcast episode comes out.
Hopefully, or else you're recording
by myself. Yeah. Cool. All right. So I mean, that's all we got. I think we've covered it. Like any other theories that we were missing that like, people are saying.
There's no other theories, but I think Amanda Matta said it best, which is like all of this stuff is happening, but what it's revealing is that we no longer trust the palace.
100%.
Like Meghan and Harry showed us that this is what was happening, and now we're all like seeing it firsthand.
But even the, yeah, all those people.
Let it out.
All of those people that have fucking ripped Harry and Meghan to shreds for just telling the fucking truth and standing up for what's right.
Yeah.
For standing up for what's right, for being martyrs, essentially. Like, yeah, they're martyrs in their Montecito mansion. But like, it would have been easier for them to stay silent.
Yeah.
It would have been an easier fucking route for them to stay silent. I know. Because there have been times that I've been silent and there have been times that I've spoken up. And right. The times that I'm silent, it's so much easier.
Right.
Like, truly. Because yeah. I don't have to fucking deal with all the backlash of standing up for actually what I fucking think. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Like, we're literally seeing that Meghan and Harry were telling the truth in real time. And all the people that shit on them are just like, oh, I can't believe that the palace would do this.
Yeah.
The palace is so fucking horrible. Don't trust them. Where were you guys? Where were you guys?
Do you think Kate has like sent Meghan a text being like, bro, I'm so sorry?
No, I think like Kate and Meghan hate each other.
Really?
And like, again, like I don't like the like pitting against each other thing, but yeah. I think they don't like each other.
But also I think Harry and William don't like each other. So of course Agreed. Their wives are going to be like, oh, if you hate your brother, then I'm going to be there with you.
I just think there was no shot in hell of them like ever actually like mixing well. I think that Meghan and Kate are so fucking different.
Yeah.
And Harry and William have all these fucking issues already with each other that like, and both of like, or at least Meghan and Harry are so good at being a team.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed
they actually seem like they love each other.
Yes. William and Kate seemed like they were good at being a team
back
like,
in the day.
Well, I mean, like, they've never been like overly affectionate or anything, but that's, I think, their way. Not like you don't have to be overly affectionate to be a good team or to be a good couple.
But I think even though they weren't overly affectionate, when they first got married and when they first had George and even Charlotte, like, you saw like loving, like, body language, and I don't know, like it just seemed like they liked each other more. And then in recent years, it's become so stiff and cold.
I disagree.
Really?
I think since Meghan and Harry left, I saw like, ooh, a power couple that's like, we got each other.
Oh no.
We're on this shit. And we're.
No, I don't think so. I think they look like coworkers.
Then maybe that was just me seeing this like new confidence in Kate.
That could be.
That I was just assuming meant. Her relationship's going great.
I mean, that could be. I think I've seen that confidence. Like I would agree with that.
She's fully come into her own as future queen.
Yeah, I just don't see William loving her.
Okay, well, if he thinks that any of us are going to be like, sure, Queen Rose. That's so
wrong.
Funny.
No.
Like, really?
Not going to happen. Not gonna happen.
I don't even go there. Like, I don't even go to your school. I don't live there. And I'm like, no. It's not gonna happen.
I've also found out that a lot of British people, like, don't even give a fuck. Like, they like, really
they
don't.
Rose?
No. They don't care about any of the royals. Like, they're like, I don't care about any of this stuff going on. I don't want to know. Like, they think it's like a charade. So we're much more invested than a lot of Brits are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we did a really great job.
I think so, too.
Thorough as fuck. An hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, couldn't do it. And this might be longer. I might have to add to it. So there's that. Thank you guys for listening.
We'll all just watch and see. We're all going to see together.
It feels like the end of times.
Yeah.
Not that I've experienced the end of times before. So, like, why do people say that?
I don't know. I don't
None
say
of us
that.
Have experienced the end of times.
When I don't say that. Who says that?
I don't know. I feel like I've heard it.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. Bye, guys. You know, good luck out there.
Good luck.
Stay safe.
Keep photoshopping your photos.
Okay, you guys. Update. It's me, Solo. Okay. Solo. Lo's not here. It is Tuesday, March 19th, and I told you guys that I would do a solo update if new things were to transpire, and new things did. So let's just go over them quickly because I want this podcast episode to be up to date. Also, I am fully aware that, like, we sound psychotic. We're all a bunch of clowns. But, like, how can we not spiral and go down this hole when, like, we've watched The Crown, we've watched all of these shows that have showed us what the royal family has done for hundreds of years? It's like, it's fascinating. But, like, yeah, I'm fully aware that, like, we need to get hobbies. Anywho, back to the updates. Okay. I saw that this account, House in Habit, okay, who I guess apparently has, like, good sources, like multiple good sources. She put out a statement that says, full statement is provided on something, whatever. Okay. But the reality is that she did not have abdominal surgery. She had surgery on her bowels and is recovering with a bag. Healing takes a solid 12 weeks. The palace, not wanting to taint her image or embarrass her, stuck with these very vague explanations that backfired when paired with the weird photoshopped imagery they put out. Okay. To me, that is the most plausible, like, situation. This is what I believe the most, because, you know, she goes on to say that there's been a lot of talk of an extreme eating disorder. So, like, that could have something to do with it. And I think that that is probably the most likely, like, and it probably maybe wasn't a scheduled surgery. Like, she didn't know she was going to have to do this. And to me, that is the most likely. And so I just felt like that needed to be said. In addition to that, okay, another update. The BBC was told on Friday to be on high alert for a royal announcement. But, like, you guys, it's Tuesday and there hasn't been a royal announcement. So people are like, what is this going to be? Did someone pass away? Normally, I guess, from what I've gathered, like, the BBC only gets serious announcements. Like, not just like, oh, update, Kate's doing great. Like, that's, like, not the sort of thing. It's like a birth or a death or just, like, something serious or divorce. Like, that's the type of announcement that the BBC gets. But we are still waiting for said announcement that has not come yet. Another update. Oh God, you guys, the paparazzi video of Kate and William at Windsor Farm. Like, I mean, are you kidding me? Like, that's no. You're telling me that Kate and William do their own grocery shopping, and they go out in public, and no one else was like, holy shit, Kate, you're fine. No one else at that market was like, you're okay. Oh my gosh, can we get a selfie? No one said anything. No one else saw anything. Just one paparazzi or one person sitting in their car taking a really short video, just a short video. Like, that doesn't make sense. Even in the articles that I read, the way that the person was quoted was saying, you know, I looked over and I saw someone and I thought, wow, that person looks familiar. And then I realized that it was Kate. No, that's not how people talk about Kate Middleton when she's missing. You'd be like, holy shit, that's Kate Middleton. She's alive. And she's picking out vegetables. Why isn't she telling us we're okay? Y'all, that was not Kate Middleton. Again, I know I sound like a psychopath, but, like, it's not. And I think that is another just, like, botched, like, royal aides PR job. Like, I don't think the, like, palace's PR understand the times we're living in. The shit that they used to do in the past isn't going to fly anymore. It's like back in the day, all they had to do was, like, set up some paparazzi shots and, like, give them to, like, People Magazine. And we would just go to the grocery store to get People Magazine and we would believe the photos that we saw. But this is the day and age of TikTok and social media and phones, and we can find anything out and we document everything. And so it's just, to me, that just looks like an old archaic way of doing PR. Let's put out a video of her walking. Doesn't even look like her. And I saw all these videos being like, that's not how tall she is. Like, no, you guys, how about just, like, don't put anything out? Just don't put anything out anymore. Just like stop. Stop trying to cover shit up because this is why us Americans, this is why me, Stassi Schroeder, is spiraling. This is why I am spiraling because you guys, the royal family, are putting out weird shit for us to dissect. Okay. So just like if this is true that Kate had surgery on her bowels, she has to have a bag. Why don't we just like lay low? Why don't we just lay low and stop putting out fake photos? You know, honesty is always the best policy. That's what I always say. And always also today, King Charles was seen. There's a real photo. He was greeting veterans. So he is alive and well. So that's great. I guess we shall see on Easter when Kate is supposed to make her first appearance. But I think the most likely situation right now is that she got surgery on her bowels and they didn't want to talk about it and they didn't want to embarrass her. But like, because they were so weird about it and because we've seen this photoshopped photo and these like fake paparazzi photos, it's just like, you guys made it so much worse. They need to hire someone new. They need to hire me. Hire me. I'm available. All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.